Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here you are one more time, stepping up, doing the things that you know you should do. One of those things is you and I connecting in this manner every single day during this Morning Connection podcast and thinking about what it is, what we really want in life, what we really want, really taking the time to think about that. And then going backwards from there, we know that when we get a clear vision of what it is we want, whatever that might be at this particular time in your life, knowing that it can change, knowing that whatever I want right now, once I achieve it, I may want something else or whatever I think that I want as I gain momentum, more power, more strength, more references of success, day by day stepping up. Hell, I might want something even bigger, more fulfilling. All right. So when we focus on what it is we want, we get clear. We're result driven. Remember, we know why we're doing. We know the feelings and emotions that we're after. We take a lot of time to think about it, assess, monitor, evaluate every step along the way. And just like exercise, we spend this half hour every single day just to think about something so damn important, and that's your life. When we know what we want, and then finding out the strategies, what we have to do to get there, the people who can help us, how we can create win-win situations with other people, the process, the day-to-day to-do list, right? It becomes a lot easier when we get that clear vision of what we want. So when we work backwards, we figure out what we have to do. We have to figure out what we're going to do to help us to step up and actually do those things we need to do, right? Sometimes that's the biggest challenge is we know what to do, just getting ourselves to do it on a consistent basis. That's why I'm here with you every single morning, give you that push, that encouragement, that coaching, that mental toughness coaching that you need to remind yourself of who you are and what you're all about. At the same time, we have to look at ourselves. We have to really play up our strengths in life. And we have to camouflage our weaknesses. I mean, look, we all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. Many times, some people might focus so much, you know, on their weaknesses that it consumes all their energy and focus. We all have weaknesses. Are we maximizing our strengths? I read a great book a while, long time ago, and it was called Shine, and it was by this Hollywood producer, big-time Hollywood producer, Larry Thompson, and it was called Shine. And one of the biggest takeaways that I got from that book, he used the analogy, what happens in school when you have a child, and let's just say they're amazing at art, let's say, and, you know, they're challenged. They're not the most talented. They're not the most interested in things like math. What usually happens with that child? What do parents, teachers usually, what are they conditioned to do? They have them put less emphasis on what they're great at, what they really enjoy, the art. Like, that's enough. They try to get them balanced out and really have them focus, worry, sometimes too much, build up that angst to improve in math. Truth of the matter, sometimes you can work your rear end off and really get everything you need. You might not be all that talented in certain things. We're all not great at everything. Certainly not just because we put the effort in doesn't make us great. And so put all that effort and time and energy and focusing on the kids is focusing on what he's weak at. Everybody knows he's weak at it. He knows he's weak. The teacher knows he's weak. All the students know he's weak too. And all this energy and negativity and angst goes in to math. And what he's great at, he doesn't find those higher level distinctions on how to get better and better and better at that, where he can just be like amazing, change the world with his talent because he took that emphasis off the art. Truth of the matter is he only may get so good in math, no matter how much effort he puts into it, the child. And in reality, what do you actually need to survive in the world? Do you need to be awesome at math? Does it have to be such a strength, or you need to be competent in that area, right? You don't have to be great at everything. So we have weaknesses. We need to acknowledge them, especially if they're, you know, holding us back. And then, you know, we're working on them behind the scenes. We do our best to camouflage, present ourselves, sell ourselves, which I want to talk about today. But we're behind the scenes. We're not blind. We don't deny our weaknesses. We're just behind the scenes working on them. We're putting them in context. One of those weaknesses that, you know, we all have a challenge with, you know, at times is, you know, the way we see ourselves and the way we think about certain situations. It's our thinking. It doesn't matter sometimes how committed we are to that vision that we have for our lives or what we're willing to do. We have a mindset, and wherever that came from, maybe the people around us growing up, maybe we've had failures in the past. I talked earlier in this week about a message that I took from Zig Ziglar and how I interpreted it. And it was just, in my belief, it was just bad wiring that I took it and I ran with it. So even with the best intentions, we just have thinking that isn't serving us well. It's not going to get us closer to where we want. And we constantly have to assess, monitor, evaluate where we are in life. And sometimes that can be a painful process. Sometimes it's something that we'd rather not do because of the pain and the angst. There is a quote that says, the tougher you are on yourself now, I think this is a Zig Ziglar quote, another one of his, the tougher that you are on yourself now, the easier life becomes. And I know for some of you that, you know you should be listening to this Morning Connection podcast. You know it's what you should be doing. It's just that, you know, we listen to it. Here we are on Morning Connection podcast number 110. And maybe you made this a part of your day, you made it part of your ritual, and you don't see its benefit, the actual results produced in your day. And even feeling good, which I always encourage you, don't really go by feelings of feeling good. You should be results-driven, making sure that you're getting the results and not getting into a pattern of comfort or feeling good or knowing you're on the right team or you do what everybody else does, it's socially acceptable, or just because you created this daily discipline of listening to this podcast. That's a great start. It's not good enough. It's not getting closer to your results. So even feeling good, you're doing this and it's not even making you feel good. It's creating angst, right? Because you don't see yourself getting closer. I understand that monitoring, assessing, evaluate what you're doing every step along the way isn't comfortable at times. Trust me, I have things with my business, Mass Machine Nutrition, many things in life that doesn't matter how determined I am, how I step up and do the things that we talk about during this podcast all the time. Doesn't mean I'm on a roll all the time. Certainly not progressing at the speed that I want. And I've got to face the music a lot of times as I'm assessing, monitor, evaluating what I'm doing. And sometimes I don't like it, but that pain, that angst, that self-imposed pressure that I put on myself, you know how this works. That's what makes you stay up late at night or get up early in the morning. That's what, instead of, thinking about what your neighbor is doing or TMZ or spending too much time on Facebook, you know, you're bunkered down and you're putting the pressure on yourself to come up with that solution, that strategy. It's that being tougher on yourself, allowing yourself to feel that pain and angst, because it pushes you to use your talents and abilities and resources and your creativity and your mental flexibility, right? That's what, even during the downtimes, that's what that assessment, it does for you. And that's what we're doing all the time. So you persist, you do it anyway. But we talk about, you know, thinking today. And by the way, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, this Morning Connection podcast right here on the More Than Just Muscles Network. So many people out there providing information, blogs, podcasts like this one, videos. Man, there is so much information out there. In your email, you know, you get all excited, you sign up for some type of newsletter. I'm the same way, and you're just pound it. How do you make your way through all of this information, even if you know it's going to help you? Man, in this day and age, it's your ability to focus. With so many people out there who want to help you that are just as passionate as I am. I mean, it takes a lot of passion for me to get up 4 o'clock every single morning, start this podcast for you at 4:30. It takes a lot of passion and conviction and belief in what I do to get up here and deliver it. So that alone, okay, there's a source for you. That's why we're connecting, I'm sure, in a lot of ways. In addition to, this is what you know you need. This is, you want more of this in your life. But there's so much information. This day and age, the people who can focus and focus for a long enough period of time. And I want you to think about that for a moment, because it's you locking in. It's, here I am, just say 25 years in the bodybuilding and fitness world, many more years than that in this personal development. All the time, energy, the books I've read, the personal one-on-one coaching that I've been able to put myself in the position to earn over the years, the successes, the failures, and here I am in this podcast doing my best to add value to your life. I have this passion. I have this vision. I want your journey to be a lot easier than mine. I want you to achieve, you know, my level of success times 100 and do it 10 times more efficiently. I want the process to be 10 times more fulfilling, and I want you to be 10 times happier than I was along the way. And I really appreciate my journey. I know I could have done it better. And again, I am very appreciative of everything I've accomplished, all the experiences that I've had, all the opportunities that I've had, and I know I could have done it better. And so that's part of my mission, is to, you know, whether it's a young guy who's 21, 22 years old, he's stumbled into this, and I'm introducing him into this mental toughness, as I call it, this motivation, however, life coaching, whatever it is. I would love to get young guys at 21, 22 who stumble into this, because I know that I'm going to change the direction of their life. Also, you know, I know that, you know, for a lot of men that reaching their 30s, whether it's like, you know, right about 30 years old, 32, 33. And I went through this myself. It's that feeling that, man, you grew up 18, 19, 20 years old. You had these big plans, these big dreams for your life. And they don't seem to be panning out the way that you wanted them to. Maybe they're okay. Maybe they're pretty good compared to most, just not at the level that you expected. And, you know, it's crunch time for you. You think, man, I should be so much further ahead. And this is the time for you men who are in your early 30s. This is a time where, man, you need to get your perspective straight. A lot of times you're putting pressure on yourself. You don't realize that you just keep on keeping on doing the things like listening to this podcast and understand that you're about to hit your prime. And great men who have come before you, it's not do or die right now in your early 30s. You're just setting yourself up to do what most men of greatness have done. They hit their prime here in the next few years. It's that type of perspective. And I like, so that's when I can be like a father figure to the younger guys, you know, I don't know, an uncle, right, to the guys in the 30s. And then to men who, I'm about the same age, you know, I can just be your friend, offering a different perspective. Sometimes, you know, you have all these thoughts going through your head, and hearing someone you respect, you trust, someone who's passionate, man, I could really identify with that guy, making your journey a lot easier. So you spend less time in the grind and the angst, and you just worry about the matter at hand, getting those results. You know, that's what, you know, I'm all about, to help you do that. So one thing is to think about what it is you're doing. Challenge the way of looking at things, especially if they're not working to the level that you really want. I want to expand upon something I talked about yesterday, and that was about selling yourself. What I said yesterday, and I wanted you to really think about, is that how important selling yourself is, how you're presenting yourself to the world with your ideas, your concepts, right? What's going on through your head? Because the bottom line, you know, we're selling energy, concept, ideas to be influential, persuasive. The more value by that influence and persuasion that we can offer to other people, you know, the more win-win situations we're going to create, the more people will seek what we have. They'll want what we have, whether that's you're working at your job and your boss wants to give you a raise, whether you have your own business, and obviously if you want to attract, you know, more clients, more customers, so you can earn more money by creating such a great value for other people that you can take care of your family at a higher level, selling yourself. All right? So it starts with those thoughts and those ideas. And you know how what it's like when you're on fire. You know, you're sharp. You're connecting with people. You're coming up with the right answers in life. You're charismatic. You're funny. What naturally happens with your body language, your facial expressions, the voice qualities that you have, the flow that you're in, you know, comes across in your body. And what that does, it bolsters your message. And you become more influential and persuasive when you have that total congruency with your thoughts, your actions, your physical body. All right? That's all salesmanship. And the more you realize this, it is like a skill set. Just like anything else, it's a skill set. You have to know what to look for in your body. You have to understand when you're doing it well and when you can improve upon it. And just like going to the gym, working out, you know, you may start off with a routine and you may really believe this is the best routine for you. And it may be in your first week or two. You do that same routine, keeping in mind the same things. And just by doing the same things and pushing yourself to a higher level, being conscious of all the tips and strategies that you've learned along the way, you're going to be better at that very same routine 2 weeks later, 2 months later, certainly 2 years later. That continual process of learning. Well, presentation, the way you sell yourself, the specifics, like I said, with the body language, the eye movements, the voice qualities, it's a skill set, but you have to get on that track to learn what those things are. And then, as I say in the Manformation program, you have to practice and exercise that skill set every single day. One thing that I really emphasize in the Manformation program, and you can check that out on my website, theskiplacour.com, the Manformation program, it's helped men just like you all over the world, right? And these type of things that I'm talking about, with their physical body, their body language, also in the mindset. And I really want to hit the mindset this morning when it comes to selling yourself, presenting yourself, how important that is. These aren't just smoke and mirror tricks. It really comes to the quality of your thoughts and your actions. At the same time, maybe this is you. You're a hard worker. You come through for people. You're smarter than the average person. And if you're not as smart and you can recognize that challenge that you might have, you make up for it with tenacity and follow through. You do whatever it takes, right? Sometimes that's not enough. And you may know what I'm talking about. I mean, this is something, man, this is coming from the heart. This is coming from the gut. You have all these things going for you. You know, people like you, right? You're hardworking. You have a great set of skills, and you're willing to even improve upon those. But it doesn't seem like all those great things that you want in life aren't coming to you, or they're certainly not coming to you as quickly or at the level that you want. Man, if that's you, man, you and I, we're right on the same track. And that's what I've been breaking down with this analyzing assessment, because it's how do you use all your talents and your resources to the fullest to get all the things in life, all those things, options, experiences, feelings, all those things that you want. It's just a matter of organizing and utilizing all your resources, all your talents and strengths to the fullest. And one of those things is selling yourself. And I'll tell you, a lot of people I talk to have this problem with selling yourself. All right. Somewhere along the line, they've been taught, or it's their interpretation, I should say that it's wrong to carry yourself with confidence. It's wrong to understand your strengths and find ways, subtle ways, not so subtle ways, whatever it takes, to make sure other people know about that you can help them. It's not about, I'm so awesome. Hey, look at my Facebook page. Look at how awesome I am and all the awesome things that I do and my awesome life and awesome wife. And, you know, it's not about that. It's about, you know, what do you do when you present it in a way lets other people know the value that you can add to their life. And I'm not necessarily talking about business. Maybe you just really care about people. Maybe you want to help them along in their journey. Whatever it may be, you have to sell yourself as an authority, as a figure that they want to connect with you. And so there's this belief that there's strength and being humble, and you hear that all the time. Be humble, be humble, be humble. And again, I use that analogy with Zig Ziglar when I didn't really interpret what he was saying correctly. When he's like, oh, you can get everything in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. And I'm not saying he's incorrect. And I'm not saying if you're hearing those words, well, what's wrong with that, Skip? You know, it's the way I interpreted those words. And if I had a coach, and I do one-on-one coaching with men like all over the world, right, I don't take their certain beliefs about how the world works and let them go unchallenged. See, that believing that if I just was a good guy and I just created value for other people, it was eventually just going to come around. Not that I would have to sell myself, not that I would have to, when someone was uncertain, if I could help them or not, do whatever it took to push them over the other edge to make them, help them commit and make that decision and see all the value that I could provide to change your life. No, I was just going to be a great guy who did a lot of great things, and that people were just going to come in droves and provide everything that I want in life. I misinterpreted it. I thought I could just sit back and do that. And see, when I talk about, you know, we all have those beliefs about how the world works. And sometimes, even if they're not working, we're so convinced that we have the right perception, interpretation of some wise sage advice that we were given, that we just, okay, it's not working, but it's not me. It's people. People, they suck. It just takes long enough period of time. We don't evaluate that. And see, with one-on-one coaching, if you take a belief like that, I'll tell you, if things we're doing our half-hour session every single week and you're talking about those things, I might just ask you in a way that just turns it on its side and makes you think about it from a different angle, because you might have 30 years of thinking about something a certain way. And I might say, well, how is that working for you? And you'll say, well, I just am convinced this is the right way. It will come, or people are this or people are that. However you've justified without using that same thought process, even if it isn't working. And the more we talk about it, you might say, well, maybe there's something to that. Maybe I create an awesome value, but there's something on top of that where I got to make sure that I let them know what a great value and how much I can change their life. And this doesn't have to be business. This could be a friend, maybe your wife, to be more influential, that you can help her take her down the right path of life. But she's got to be convinced. She's got to be sold. You can't just sit back and just assume that everyone knows you're a great person. Right? So it's that you have to believe that this sales is so important. You can't just sit back and assume that people will know how awesome you are and want to jump on the Joe train or whatever. That selling is so important. Do a lot of talking about that belief system and how many men have to come somehow break through that and understand it's their duty. If they it's their duty to themselves. That's what's most important. It's their duty to their family to use their talents to the fullest, to bring that life experience to them, their kids, their wife, right? You're not doing yourself any favor by creating all this value, working hard, and not reaping the benefits of it. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to the other person that you are trying to influence if you really believe in what it is that you do. It's your responsibility to sell yourself and your ideas. And if they're not coming to you, if they're not buying in, that's just not the way that it is. You have to find a way that you feel comfortable with, but you have to understand the importance of selling, 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 selling. Many people who come to you for ideas, I mean, they're tight. They're maybe fixed on what they know to be true. And maybe that's you with selling yourself. Maybe you're not buying what I'm saying. At the same time, you know you have to do something that you want to provide more for yourself, your family, your children. And you're interested in what I'm saying about selling yourself. It's just that you have 30 years with this belief system that's not how it works. You sit back, and if you're good enough, you don't have to promote yourself in that way. You don't have to promote your services in that way. All right, you're sitting on the edge. You want me to convince you. It's just that you're firm in your beliefs, even though you want to believe. See, it's my job as a salesperson to help you break through. You want to break through. You're here listening to me because you want to break through. You're just not convinced. And that's where my skills of influence come in that can change your life. So you'll hear on this podcast, you know, I'll talk about it 1,001 times about my one-on-one coaching and how it changes men's lives. Just half hour, every single week, same time, same day of the week. Because I know what that can do. And I am proud of it. I know what it does. It's my responsibility to make that change in people's lives. Right? So I'm going to talk about it, whatever it takes to make that breakthrough. That's why you're listening to this. And I know many of you have thought about, well, you know, that sounds good. Oh, I can't afford that. I can't make the time. Maybe I can just listen to this podcast. And maybe I can just pick up enough, right? It's not enough. All right, get that one-on-one coaching. Check that out, skiplacour.com, my weekly one-on-one coaching. So I want to talk more about selling yourself and how important that is. I want to talk more about that. It's a continual process. Hopefully I plant the seed on how important that is. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want, that would take months of you stretching yourself to make it happen. And then the one we added this week is what you're doing right now, and that's today, at this moment, maybe whatever it is you're doing right now, is it really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? And I'm going to force you to really think about what is that result you really want? What is it? Is it really what you want, or is this a pit stop of our emotion? Is it something that's only going to help you in the short term and maybe even compromise or slow down the long term? What is that result? Hey, make sure you sign up for the More Than Just Morning Connection newsletter at sltips.com/22. That's going to do it for this morning. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.